Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So Jamie Lee Curtis recently said she declined her invite to an Oscars nominee dinner because she'd rather go to bed early. And she said that if it's at 5 o'clock or later, she is not going. She was speaking on America's Today show. She said she'd rather see a gig at lunchtime rather than late at night.
I'm also challenging musicians to do concerts during the day. Why are there no matinees?
Matinees, yes!
I would love, for instance, I love Coldplay. Yeah. I would love to go see Coldplay. I would love it. The problem is, I'm not going to go see Coldplay if they start their show at 9 o'clock and there's an opening act. I want to hear Coldplay at 1 p.m.
Oh God, I'm so in favour of this. DJ Annie Mac brought her Before Midnight Club night to Dublin at the weekend. It was an event designed for those who want the party to end early. So the question is, and we're asking it today, should there be more early gigs and concerts? Well, Marty Guilfoyle, DJ and broadcaster, is with me here in the studio, and from our Galway studio, author and columnist with The Examiner, Edel Coffey. Good morning to you both. Thank you for joining us. So I am just not going to be the person who's on the fence here with this one, Marty and Edel. Edel, I am with you and I am with Jamie Lee Curtis and I am very proud of this because early gigs are the way forward. It's such a good idea.
Early everything, Claire, in my opinion. I mean, I first hit on this idea out of sheer desperation and exhaustion a few years ago when my children were very young, and if somebody had suggested to me that I go for dinner, somebody, namely being my husband, at 8 o'clock, I would actually feel like bursting into tears at the thoughts of, you know, having to go out and get home late because I was so tired. So I just had this idea, oh, why don't we do a date day instead of a date night? And, you know, we booked the babysitter from 4 to 9. We went into town, we had a stroll. The shops were all open, so we had a look in the shops. We went for dinner at 6. And then after dinner, we went for a drink at the pub and we were home by 9. And the children were asleep and we woke up feeling fresh as a daisy the next day. And it was such a lovely day out that we started doing that a lot at that time because it really worked for us in our lives. But now I really, I love going out early. If somebody suggests to me to go for a drink at 9 p.m, I'm out, and I'm really furious with myself if I kind of pre-agreed without actually checking what time it's at.
Oh my God.
What? Marty, why are you so horrified?
9 o'clock? Oh my God.
I'm great fun. You should see me at 6 a.m.
Getting up to go, or is that when you're coming home? Like,
getting up for the day. That's what we have to do at our stage of life. But Marty, for you, that 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., that's not a night out, is it?
Oh God, no. That 4 p.m. So like I was actually WhatsApping a friend of mine there. I haven't spoken to him in a while, and I got back to him, must have been at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I sent him a voice note and he messed me back and he was like, are you eating your dinner while you send me this voice note? And I was like, yeah, it was 1 in the morning when I would have my dinner. So he was like, oh yeah, I forgot that your body clock is on the other side of the day. I can't imagine a nightclub opening during the day. I just can't see it happening or even working, as in just from a point of view from what I do. Mm-hmm. You know,
and yet those Annie Mac shows have sold out. Like now they're 7 till midnight, so that's slightly later. But
too late
really
for you,
popular.
Adele. You can't go to that.
Yes, I'd have to rule myself out of that now.
So I'd be all for the 7 o'clock one, because obviously during the pandemic, when restrictions were being eased and stuff, and we were able to open nightclubs again, but we had the earlier closing times. Mm. I did enjoy it. I have to say, there was a part of me doing gigs for the last 12 years that I was like, okay, I'm home at a respectable time now after a nightclub gig. I'm going to bed by 1 o'clock in the morning. I know that might still sound a little bit too late for you, but that to me was very early.
And you felt better, did you?
I did feel better. Yeah. I did. I really, really did. I was getting a really good sleep. I was getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning, which again would be very early for me. But like even coming in here this morning, my alarm went off at 9:30 and I was like, oh my God, what is this?
So, I think we could convert you though, because you've had a taste of that life to a certain extent during the pandemic. And it seems to have suited you, right?
Yeah, I liked it. I really, really did. I can see why people do it. But for the first, say, week or two, when I was getting up at that hour and I saw people going for jogs and out with their coffees and stuff, I was like, these are all crazy. I was like, how can you guys do this? Like, yeah. And then other people will ask me, it's like, well, how do you not do it? You know, mm-hmm. that kind of way. So like, again, I set an alarm this morning to come in here. No joke. I can't remember the last time I set an alarm.
Right.
So,
well, I think when it comes, I mean, you might argue that the demand isn't there for nightclubs. But uh-huh. when it comes to gigs, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis mentioned Coldplay. I mentioned Beyonce or U2. Do you think that there's a sensible argument, Marty, there for those gigs to be on earlier?
Well, if you look at the way we run festivals, they work. You know, and we do have massive lineups on those. Now, you find the headliners tend to be on a little bit later, but people go early. So you're in these big areas like Marley Park and stuff. And yeah, and it works. It really, really does, especially if you get a lovely day and the sun is shining, which I know is rare enough here. But if you do get it, yeah, absolutely. The likes of a three arena gig now in Dublin at 3 o'clock in the day. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't sit well with me at all.
I don't see any problem with that. Adele, do you have a problem?
No, I don't. Like, I just see me rocking up to a kids bop concert at 3 p.m. But no, I think it's all about working with, making it work for where you are in your life. Like, there's no way I would suggest to, say, Marty or a 20-something or even 30-something. Like, 10 years ago, I could still be found in a nightclub at 4 a.m. But it all changed after I had children. But I think instead of fighting where you are in your life, I think it's really good to just embrace where you are. And that's kind of what I'm doing now. I have full confidence that, you know, in 20 years' time, I might be back in those nightclubs. But right now,
20
it's not
years.
Working for me.
Come on now, 20 10, days. Five, we're getting you to five. One of my gigs now in 20 days, okay?
But do you know, and you have to find these places. And like, I actually discovered there's a whole sort of underworld of those people who drink coffee and go for walks. And I started going to cinema at 10 a.m. in the morning because there are actually screenings on. There, in my local cinema, there was one for, it was called the Silver Screen, and it was for older people. And there was another one for mothers and babies, so you could bring your baby and they could make noise and nobody would give out to you. And I have to admit, with some sort of sense of shame, that I did go to these things without my baby sometimes. And it was very enjoyable because it really worked for my day, because the kids were in school and, you know, I wasn't going to go out at night. And I got to keep up with the latest releases because they didn't just show blockbusters. They showed like art house stuff and everything that you wanted to see. So you can find places. But I do think there's a commercial trick being missed here, actually, because, you know, there is an audience, there is a market for people who want to go out. Like, and obviously things like restaurants, you can go for lunch and you can go for the early bird, or theatre does matinees. But yeah, I think people like me do want to see things in the daytime. Like, I've booked some tickets for the Corch Festival here in Galway, which is happening next month. And I've booked a 3 p.m. one and I've booked a 5 p.m. one. Dancing with Danger there, but
oh my god,
you know,
we're going to be out till 7 o'clock that night.
I know.
Well, look,
go wild.
I mean, look at Jamie Lee Curtis. If the invitation is for any time after 5 p.m, she's not going.
It blows my mind. Like, she said 9 p.m. being late.
That is incredible. Like, she gave up an Oscar nominee's dinner because she's like,
her.
Mommy,
good for her. She's got an Oscar now. You know, she comes from that famous stock as well. She's done so much in her career. She does not need to stay up late if she does not want to. Yeah,
that's very, very fair. I just think it's silly that she didn't. But anyway.
And she's so cool. You know, I would actually break my rules to go to an Oscar nominee ceremony, I'm just saying. But she's so cool. It's actually quite nice because a lot of the time, you know, if you say that you don't like to go out late at night, people think you're boring. And I'd like to say that that's not the case. You know, it's just that you're at a different stage in your life, or it doesn't work for you, and you can have fun all hours of the day. Mm-hmm.
Would you stay out late, though, if you weren't drinking? I mean, at this stage, you probably don't drink much anyway, Adele, but, you know, does that make a difference? If someone said to you, you do not have to drink any alcohol, will you stay out till midnight? You
My
do
friends
that?
Never say that. They always say, have another one. I mean, it's just, no, I'm joking, but I do think that alcohol is the one huge issue with this, particularly at something like concerts, and you would have more experience of this now with the gigs and stuff, but concerts, like, I think the reason people are resistant to go to a concert during the daytime is because they think, well, I can't really have a drink at that. If they like having a drink at a concert, you know, if it's part of their experience. And for me, I don't care about that anymore, so it doesn't bother me. So I'll go to something at any time of the day. But I think, yeah, there is a problem if you like to have a drink wherever you're going out at night. It doesn't quite work as well during the day because I don't, you know, people don't want to be drunk during the day, I think.
Yeah. Oh. It's more acceptable. So it's more acceptable during the day not to drink than it is
so,
at night.
Exactly, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much. Although you're looking at disco brunches now, they become massive.
And the bottomless brunches, all those things.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they start at midday, 1 o'clock, like that could be right up your street, and they're fun. And people are having their cocktails and stuff at that hour, and sure, they could be in bed by 4 p.m. then. You know what I mean?
Do you work at those? Do you do
those? No, I haven't. No.
So your focus is solely at the other end of the day.
Yes, nightclubs and festivals for sure. And then when I get to the likes of doing my gigs abroad, so when I'm in Mallorca and Ibiza this summer, my set times will be 4 a.m. So I start work at 4.
See, that would be perfect for me now.
Because you just, because you get up and then go to the gig. Yeah. You get up for your jog at 3 a.m. and then you go to the gig. Yeah.
So how do you manage that, Marty, in your life if you're starting your work at 4? When does your day start?
So my day, it would start then, usually the day before, it would be an early flight to get there. I'd go for a nap during the day. And then this is going to sound mad, but if you saw my alarm schedule, I would have an alarm set for like 11 p.m. or 11:30 p.m. for when I go for a nap before the gig. Yeah. So I'd have a sleep then. And then I'd wake up and go to the club or wherever we're playing. Usually it's 4 to 5:30 in the morning and then you're coming out and it's bright. And funny enough, in some of the spots in Mallorca where I play, people are on that kind of buzz where they're getting up at 5, 6 in the morning to go for runs. Mm-hmm. I'm walking home like after work and they're all out for jogs. I'm wearing some mad flary shirt and my shorts. They're all in their gym gear. Like it's just two different worlds, you know what I mean? So
yeah, it's so interesting. It is two different worlds. Anna in Ennis says, early gigs, early concerts, genius. I would travel to and from Dublin without having to take out a bank loan for a hotel room. Yes. Bring it on. And a colleague of mine was at Lizzo last week and she was saying there were lots of children there, probably around 11 years mm-hmm. and up. And wouldn't it be a great idea for those people who are going to gigs, you know, parents with younger kids, if the gig was on at 5 or 6 or 7 rather than having the child out at, you know, midnight or 1 o'clock. No?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just it all and they could be earning on the double as well. I know it's probably tough for a performer to do a show twice in a day. But, you know, if they have one at like 2 o'clock in the day and one at 9 o'clock at night, they might be able to do it.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
You know, you've got huge, huge profit then.
I'll give you that one. Like, you'll get me out of bed now to make an extra bit of cash now for a second gig in the day. I'd do that. Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both. It's a really interesting conversation. But as I say, I'm fully on Idel and Jamie Lee Curtis's side. Marty, thank you so much. Marty Guilfoyle, DJ and broadcaster, and Idel Coffey, author and columnist with The Examiner. Now, I have some breaking news coming to us from the Supreme Court, which has ruled that the seizure of a computer from convicted murderer Patrick Quirk's home was unlawful. However, the court is to hear further arguments on the consequences of its decision and whether or not Mr. Quirk's conviction will stand. We'll have more details on this after this short break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.